with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump today holding a rally in Michigan alongside his new running mate. The event with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, the first for the pair since they became the GOP nominees at the Republican National Convention earlier in the week in Milwaukee. Michigan, one of the crucial swing states. And Trump promises to put an end to Biden economic policies.
Under my leadership, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will replace it very simply with Maganomics.
Also at SRNnews.com, OpenAI whistleblowers filing a serious complaint with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
They've asked the agency to investigate whether the company illegally restricted workers from speaking out about the risks of its artificial intelligence technology. A letter to SEC Chairman Gary Gensler from those representing whistleblowers asks the agency to swiftly and aggressively enforce its rules against non-disclosure agreements. Those agreements discourage employees or investors from raising concerns with regulators.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Things getting back to normal now. In most cases, that global technology outage affected airlines, banks, media outlets, and a number of hospitals as well. Two adults and two small children have been found dead in an apartment in Brooklyn. New York police say officers had responded to a 911 call late Friday night reporting an assault. The dead include a 56-year-old woman, her 27-year-old daughter, and the daughter's two children, a 4-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl. This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to designate the mostly Muslim nation as a country of particular concern. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws on earth, and they're directed at Christians almost all of the time. Believers can be executed for saying or doing anything that is seen as insulting to Islam, and accusations are often made with no evidence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and, quote, pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots in November. That ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling in June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting the pregnancy outcomes is a silly way of referring to abortion. This is SRN News. Health authorities say there's really no need to worry, but there are a lot of unanswered questions following an outbreak of listeria linked to deli meats. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials who know most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.